You're listening to episode 4060 of the Grow Great Podcast, National Small Business Week, Why Small Business Matters. We're smack dab in the middle of it, National Small Business Week. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. It is National Small Business Week. It began on April the 30th. It goes through May the 6th. Yeah, sure, it's a PR move to draw attention to an important community that fuels a big chunk of the economy. I suspect it fuels a big chunk of the economy no matter where you live in the world. But this is clearly an American event, and it started in 1963 when the business landscape looked very different, pre-internet age and all that. But today, there are over 28 million businesses around our country, each one driven by a passionate owner, trying to make a difference in their community and among the people that they serve. A question seems to come up quite frequently. What is small business? I mean, how do you define small business? It depends on who you ask. According to Wikipedia, it's a manufacturing business with fewer than 500 employees, or it is a non-manufacturing business with revenues below $7.5 million. I don't know precisely who came up with that, but I don't think that's right. Not in the spirit of what it means to own and operate a small business. I know owners, business owners, who run businesses that do well in excess of $100 million a year, and yet if you ask them, if you talk to them, they will happily and proudly tell you, I own a small business. And I know other owners who operate businesses with fewer than 10 employees. I know some that operate with hardly any employees. And some are doing just over $1 million a year. Some are doing well under $1 million a year. And they will tell you the same thing. I'm a small business owner. It's less about the size and it's more about heart, the involvement of the owner, and the flatness of the organization. It really, to me, it is about a man or a woman who so firmly believes in their work that they've shoved all their chips into the middle of the table, betting on themselves and their idea. And that's just one reason why it matters. That's just one reason why small business matters. Small business is the heartbeat of a passionate owner willing to fight the battle to launch their idea, to make their idea come true. It's their individual determination to turn a dream into a reality. Small business matters because it's not just about the money. I know it's about the money for an awful lot of people, but yeah, you start digging deeper and you realize it really isn't about the money, because I know some small business owners who could go out tomorrow and get a job making more money than what they're making as an owner. But there's no way they would do it. It's more about the freedom to do it the way you think it ought to be done. And among those 28 million small businesses in America, many, I suspect, were started by one-time employees who figured, you know, I think I can do this better. And many of them have. And in the future, Lord willing, many, many more will follow. If you go to the website, growgreat.com, just look for episode 4060, because there's a photograph there I'd like you to take a look at. It's about the freedom to wake up. Small business is about the freedom to wake up each day, putting in the work for yourself instead of for somebody else. But this isn't just a selfish or self-centered activity. It's wanting to do what you do so firmly, because you believe in it, that you take control of your own destiny. And this is the photograph I'd like you to look at. over at the website, growgreat.com, episode 4060. In my office is a boat oar that my sister gave me many years ago after she painted one of my favorite Jack Welch quotes on it, along with a little sailboat to illustrate it. Control your own destiny or someone else will. Control your own destiny or someone else will. Well, small business owners embrace that philosophy with their own action. They know the risk. They know the reward. They know the value of betting on themselves. And while I suppose some people look at it and go, well, man, that's just blind faith. Not really. Not really. It's a determination that they're not going to let the opinions of other people matter more than the opinion that they hold of themselves. And boy, doesn't that make sense? They're not superheroes. I mean, the fact is, they're not heroes at all. They're mostly ordinary people doing ordinary but really hard things. Things that other people just are not willing to do. Willing to take the risks that not everybody is willing to take. Willing to gamble mostly on themselves instead of somebody else. Willing to invest in their own ideas, in their own dreams, instead of the ideas and the dreams of other people. Now, small business ownership isn't for everybody. Now, it's hip today. It's really cool to be an entrepreneur. I'm an old guy, and I grew up, and they were small business owners. I was well into my adulthood before I'd ever heard the word entrepreneur. Today, everyone wants to wear that badge. You can go to your LinkedIn profile and just simply type entrepreneur, and presto, you are one. Small business owners, it's not quite how they roll. Most small business owners will tell you that it's not about being hip, it's not about being cool, it's not about being popular, it's about making a difference. Most small business owners are less concerned with conquering the world as they are obsessed with making a difference where they live and where they operate. Scope and scale are less important to most small business owners because impact, that's what they want. They want to impact their own lives. They want to impact their own families with meaningful work in the hopes of finding some financial freedom and some schedule flexibility that ownership can eventually afford when success is achieved. Now, many won't find it. It's just a fact. Instead, far too many are going to find those dreams are going to be crushed under the burden of a job that they can't quit. They've started a business. The business depends on them. They can't walk away from it. And sadly, too many are trapped. And still they climb because they know that Yogi Berra said it right. It ain't over till it's over. And as long as it ain't over, they keep climbing. Small business matters because it has a powerful impact on the lives of the owners, the employees, the suppliers, the customers, and the community where it exists. It's not the same impact as Facebook or Instagram. It doesn't touch hundreds of millions of people around the globe. It's more personal. It's more subtle. It's deeper. It's the owner and his family of four. It's the five employees and each of their family of four. It's the few hundred happy customers who provide their monthly patronage and whose own families are beneficiaries because the owner had the courage to launch and to open the doors of whatever this business is that he is involved in. It's the local economy, and it's the tax deposit that's made every month by the owner, pumping dollars back into the state, back into the local economy. It may seem insignificant to you, but band them all together, it's way more than a blip on the radar. It's not scope and scale, but it is scope and scale. It's a thousand little touch points of significance that make the wheels turn more smoothly in the lives of the few. And by touching the few, more lives are influenced and they're impacted. You know, it's like that story of the little boy walking on the beach. He sees thousands of starfish. They've washed ashore. They're dying. And he begins to pick them up one by one and toss them back into the ocean when an old man tells him, "It won't make much difference." And the little boy's response is the same response that every small business owner gives as he picks up another starfish and tosses it into the ocean. And he tells the old man, "It did to that one." And so here's my little tribute to all the small business owners out there. Keep opening your doors. Fight the fight to keep your dreams alive and your employees and your customers happy. Short, to the point. Happy Small Business Owners Week. Small Business Week. National Small Business Week. But more personal than that. Happy Small Business Week to the small business owners out there. And I don't care even if you are across the world. You don't have to be in America to celebrate your uniqueness. I'm really a believer in small business and small business owners. It's where my roots are. It's where I've spent my life. I'm forming Bula Network Owners Alliance, an online peer advisory group serving small business owners by leveraging connection and collaboration for improved performance. I happen to believe that you as a small business owner, if you are in a virtual room together with a handful of other small business owners, you can be more successful. If you're interested, there's a link over to website. Just go to growgreat.com. You'll find it. My name's Randy Cantrell. Happy National Small Business Week from the Yellow Studio.